McLean and Allison in the morning, 96.3 WTBD.
We are all heartbroken by what happened in Connecticut on Friday, and at some point Friday afternoon, there were some emails going around, and made a phone call to Dr. Steve, and his first response was, I was thinking of calling you.
Yep.
So glad you could come in. Dr. Stephen Craig is a psychologist. We have him on every Thursday for Therapy Thursday, coming in today for a special conversation about a number of things related to the shooting on Friday. I guess one of the first things I would ask you is, you know, if you've got kids, how do you talk to them about this?
Well, I think we should make that question, too, because my answer to that is going to relate to something else.
Okay.
I think you're going to ask me.
All right. Well, then, why is this happening so much?
Oh, there we go. Obviously, when this happens, we see all the debates now flying around. It's, you know, the gun debate versus the mental health debate.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to say is, I think both of those debates are right, that we're missing the point. And that's going to lead to your other question that I just shifted around there. Because I think what we're seeing here is definitely, and this is something people are saying, as society, we definitely have an illness. Something's going on that we need to fix and figure out how to solve.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is we're seeing the symptoms of it, and we're trying to fix the symptoms.
Okay.
And so what I mean is, so obviously you see all these different acts of violence with guns, people coming in places and killing people. So you have the gun supporters who will go out and talk about how everyone should have a gun and this is what we should do.
Right.
I understand that point of view, but the problem is it misses the real point, because they'll always say that guns kill people, or, you know, people kill people, it's not guns. Okay, but then what do we do to fix the people?
Mm-hmm.
So they're not out there as loose cannons. We have a society of loose cannons.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the mental health people who will say, well, we need more mental health services. We should give more and more mental health. And I agree with that also.
Mm-hmm.
I agree on both sides.
We were talking about that about an hour ago, by the way.
We don't need all these assault rifles, so I agree that we don't need all that. But you know, it's also not so simple as more mental health, because, while I also agree that we need a whole lot more mental health services, it's underfunded. You know, this kid and last people, these aren't people that lacked for the ability to get mental health services.
I was going to say, Dr. Steve, everything about the situation was the guns were legal. She had the right to have them. This man was being treated for his illness. Like, everything was followed. So that's why, you know, I was saying, if we follow everything the way that we should, it's still not working.
And that's what's why I said we got to get to another problem, because I think everyone misses the point, because, again, he did have mental health services. We put 4 more clinics in that kid's neighborhood. He's not going.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, you can limit access to guns, but you're not really fixing the people. So what I say, you know, what the problem really is that, you know, we have a huge society that teaches everybody math, science, everything you should, you know, do in
English,
the world that you're going to take on the ACT test.
Yeah.
But I don't know anyone who was taught how to deal with their anger, their jealousy, their rage, their confusion, nothing. We have no coping skills that we teach anybody how to deal with any of this stuff.
Right.
And then what happens is, that's what I'm saying is our sickness is that we don't have any ability to deal with conflict. And how come my kid, you know, I have a 7th grader and a 9th grader, and both can tell you at length things like the Holly Smoot Tariff from 1817 or wherever.
Nice.
But they can't tell you how to deal with rage. They don't know how to deal with problems. So what happens is we have a society that doesn't know how to deal with anything, and then you see it come out through either the thing that you were talking about that happened in Florida, through this thing in shooting in Connecticut. We have not taught anybody how to deal with any of their problems. So if we give them a bunch of guns, then you have people who have no idea how to handle problems out with guns running around. But if we give them more mental health service, if we'd only do those things, if we only give them more mental health services, then they haven't learned how to use them. People don't think they're beneficial. If you started early in classrooms, and I'm not saying that you give this to teachers, they have enough to do, but you start teaching people regular skills about how to handle conflict, that shows them that mental health is valuable, that there's something you can get out of it. If you give them no exposure to anything until they're 20 years old and you say, hey, go talk to the psychologist, people like this don't want to talk to people like me.
Right.
So.
Wow. No, that's, you know what, that all makes sense.
And I
that's
think
the scary part.
And I think we're getting closer to the stigma of being medicated or seeing doctors. I think we're getting closer to the stigma being eradicated, but we're not all the way there. There is no shame in saying, I don't feel well. Mm-hmm. My thoughts aren't right.
And that's why I say we have to start early. You know, my kids come home in third grade and fourth grade, and they're running through math tables over. That's their homework. What do you do? You know, what's 3 times 4? What's 3 times 5? Okay, how come we're not doing, what do you do if you're feeling bad? What do you do if you're angry? What you know?
If someone makes you mad, how do you handle it?
We do none of that.
And the tough thing is one of the things I was running through my head as you were saying that is, well, isn't that something that we parents should be teaching our kids? Well, some of us parents don't have those coping skills.
It's not happening anymore.
So here, the number of people in my office or in my profession who would pass all the tests that you think in society work. They have a great job. They're, they're you know, married and functional in society. Not that being married means you're functional. I'm just trying to make a list of things that
you're a quote-unquote normal person.
Yeah. But you ask them, okay, well, what do you do if your neighbor gets mad at you? Well, you know, I'll get up in his face and tell him what, you know, what it is. The number of people who say, I put a gun in his face. That'll teach him. I mean, that's how they're dealing with conflict. Then you have people on the other end who say, well, you just walk away or... we'll pray for it or things like that.
Right.
Not that I'm saying any of those don't work, but those aren't really solutions.
Yeah.
I saw people on the weekend saying, when I was watching the news about this, you know, well, we pray it won't happen again. Praying's all good and fine, but that's not really a solution.
Right.
Nor is, you know, we're going to equip everyone with guns and, you know, go out and, you know, have the Wild West from before because we don't know how to handle it. And Allison was saying this earlier when I was driving down, I was listening. You know, we have all these examples of how we don't know how to handle these problems because Allison can't even have a discussion on Facebook with people about it because when people have different opinions, we don't even know how to have discussions. We all get mad and upset about that.
Right.
That shows that we don't, it's just another example of how we don't even know how to handle it, which brings me back to your first point, which is
what do we say
to our kids? Well, it's two things. First of all, the fact that we don't know what to say to our kids makes my point.
Yeah.
That we've grown up our whole life. Here we have another tragedy. We've had, you know, the movie theater one. We have all these. And we still have no idea what to say because we've never learned. No one's ever bothered to teach us what do you do because we're anxious and we're afraid. How can we, all of us in this room and throughout this whole city, still have no idea what to do?
Right.
That's the problem. So, you know, since we have no idea what to say, we have no idea how to discuss it. And what's likely to happen here in the next week is we'll all discuss it on different sides of the gun issue and whatever, but we won't really solve how we deal with problems, and we'll move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but to your question, what do we say to our kids? We should start doing it right now. Teach your kids to cope. Teach them how to deal with these problems, since we have a society that's not teaching them, and we as parents really don't do a good job. Why don't we start figuring out how to deal with it? So here's some things that I say. First of all, we shouldn't say to our kids. I've heard a lot of people say things like, well, evil came to that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, people can have different interpretations of that, but the problem is, if I'm a kid, I don't know what to do with that.
Right.
You know, evil may show up here then, you know, doesn't help me with anything.
Right.
We have to talk about real coping. Mm-hmm. Yes, something happened at that school. It's not going to happen at your school. It's very rare, but bad things do happen in the world, but you can handle them, and you have people who love you and people who look out for you, and you will be fine. We all have fears, but we all work through them.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Right.
And if you are afraid, talk about it, and you can talk to your teacher, and you can talk to your parents. But we're still going to go to school because you're not really a danger, and we can figure things out.
Right.
That's how you deal to cope with it. You don't either A, equip your kid with a gun, or B, tell them, well, you don't have to go to school if you're afraid, because now you're teaching them to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to happen a lot. Is a lot of people will say, well, if their kid's upset today, they won't go to school. Now you're you're teaching them, if I'm afraid of something that really isn't
to
likely,
avoid it, and that
just
you don't
avoid
want,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't
it's
think
it's another bad coping mechanism we as parents are passing down through the generations. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. And I don't think kids are, their capacity to understand is greater than you think. My mom,
better than ours.
My mom always spoke to me like an adult at 7. She really always talked to me about adult things, and she didn't like talk to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that parents do that so much anymore. If bad things happen, and you know, we joke about, well, suck it up, but in a way it was a good thing. I mean, you know, I'm exaggerating for effect, but that was the, you know, it was like, here's why. And she talked about it in real terms. And I think that's okay. Like, your kids can handle more than you think they can. And you can your conversation can be a little deeper than, like Dr. Steve said, evil came into that town.
How do you spot this person?
See, now that's
a, that's the $80 million
that's
question.
That's the $80 million, and it's a dangerous question because there's way too many false positives.
Right.
We could start giving the list of, you know, the people who are isolated or angry or mm-hmm. depressed or all sort of the things.
Play video games
profile.
A lot, bloody, right. bloody, blah.
But there's a million false positives. You know, mm-hmm. we could go pull out, you know, 500 of those kids and, you know, none of them would actually be potentially dangerous. So what I fear is saying, you know, look for this, 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 and this, because that's not fair to do to people either.
That's like yelling fire in a theater.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But again, there are things you should be careful of. The angry, depressive person, the isolated people, the people who don't have good coping skills, back to my other point. Because
mm-hmm.
it's not just the person who is depressed who plays. I mean, so many kids who play video games who have terrific coping skills. It's not just the video game. It's that we've taught them the difference between this is a video game and this is how you deal with your problems in reality.
Right.
So it's about... It's more to me about there's a people in a risk area, which are the things that everyone's familiar with, you know. But on top of that, they have to be people who don't know how to deal with conflicts.
Yeah.
That we're not teaching them how to deal with it. So.
Because it's absolutely abnormal to be so upset about someone's loud music that you would fire 8 shots into a car.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Some, you know, I can't believe he got to that age without doing something that crazy already, but it's not, we all get mad at people being disrespectful to us and, you know, and rude, but that's not the normal reaction
right.
to it.
It's so extreme.
Right.
Everything has become so extreme. And we were talking about this earlier, you know, you're so used to seeing this now that you're kind of numb.
Right.
And this happens and you're like, well, not a surprise. You know, right. part of you is saying, well, that's not a surprise. Everybody's crazy. Everybody's got guns. Right. Bloody, bloody, blah. What's for dinner?
Right.
You know, and that's scary, too, because we should all be constantly appalled by whether it's a shooting in Aurora, Colorado at a movie theater, a kid in Florida mm-hmm. playing his music too loud, or God forbid what happened in Connecticut on Friday.
Well, this is why, and I'm going to try not to make the same point, but this is why I get so upset about the fact that we don't figure out how to deal with our emotions and people.
That's a really
valid
point.
We run to the
point.
Symptoms,
yeah.
you know. I mean, this is sort of a side point, but this is what I always think of. For years in professional sports, the athletes would go get interviewed by the media and say something really stupid. And then they'd come back, the owners, and go, boy, well, I hope that doesn't happen again next time.
Yeah.
And then next week they'd go out, get interviewed again, say something really stupid. Well, I hope that doesn't happen again next time. And then years went by till they went, you know what? Maybe we ought to educate these guys
yeah.
about how to deal with these situations. And now they get trained, and now they figure it out, and they don't say stupid things.
Right.
Here we are as a society, tragedy after tragedy happens, and we're saying, well, I hope it doesn't happen again.
yeah.
Why aren't we educating people how to deal with how they feel? We just don't, and why don't we see that? Why recognize that as the problem?
Yeah.
You know?
No,
I just don't understand that.
We are a world full of people with very little coping skills.
Right.
And getting less of them as we go along.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Our tolerance level as a society is just...
zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Dr. Steve, thanks for coming in
Thank you.
Talking this through with us. We'll see you again on Thursday. That's Dr. Stephen Craig. You can check him out online, drstephencraig.com.
Blaine and Ellison in the morning, 96.3 WDBD.